Overview. The 2021 MG MG5 Standard Range was a bit of a unicorn for its time, a proper all-electric station wagon offering oodles of practicality without breaking the bank, at least in markets where it was sold, like the EU. Sadly, this five-door family hauler never officially graced US shores. As a discontinued model from 2021 and one not sold in the US, official new or used pricing in dollars isn't available from the provided data. Its key draw was simple: space, electric power, and presumed affordability, making it a rare bird in the EV landscape. What's new for 2021? For the 2021 model year, the MG5 Standard Range was essentially in its final curtain call, as production for this specific trim concluded in 2021. Being a relatively short-lived configuration, 2020-2021, it didn't see massive overhauls during its tenure. Think of it as the established, no-nonsense version before any significant mid-cycle refreshes hit later MG5 iterations. So, if you were eyeing one up back then, you'd be getting the consistent package MG launched, focused on delivering that core electric wagon experience without too many new bells and whistles for its last year. Design and exterior. The MG5 Standard Range sported a clean, unassuming station wagon design. Function definitely met form here. It wasn't about flashy EV statements, but delivering a practical shape. Up front, you'd find straightforward lighting, and it rolled on sensible alloy wheels fitting its workhorse character. Dimension-wise, it measures up at a tidy 178.9 inches long, 71.6 inches wide, excluding mirrors, and 59.6 inches tall. While not a head-turner in the traditional sense, its understated looks appeal to those wanting a discreet yet capable electric family car. Interior, tech, and cargo. Step inside the MG5 Standard Range, and you'd find a cabin built for durability and daily life. While not dripping in luxury, materials were decent and the layout user-friendly. It's a five-seater, offering reasonable passenger comfort for families. The big news was cargo, a handy 16.4 cubic feet in the trunk, expanding to a seriously useful 51.4 cubic feet with the rear seats folded flat. No frunk here, though. Infotainment typically centered around a touchscreen, likely with basic smartphone mirroring like Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, keeping you connected on the go. Performance and driving experience. Don't expect Tesla-baiting launches, but the MG5 Standard Range could still hustle. It zipped from 0 to 60 miles per hour in a respectable 7.4 seconds, thanks to its single permanent magnet synchronous motor. This front-wheel drive wagon packs 115 kilowatts, around 154 horsepower, and a useful 192 pound-foot of torque, making city driving and highway merging a breeze. The driving experience leaned towards comfort and ease of use, perfect for the daily grind. Regenerative braking, likely with adjustable levels, helped to claw back some energy, making it an efficient, if not thrilling, performer. Range, battery, and charging. The MG5 Standard Range is powered by a 48.8 kilowatt usable battery pack. Green Cars Compare calculates its real-world range at a practical 181 miles, with an efficiency of 3.71 miles per kilowatt hour, pretty decent for an electric wagon of its era. For charging, the standard 6.6 kilowatt AC onboard charger could fill it up from empty in around 7.5 to 8 hours at home. Hook it up to a DC fast charger, and it could gulp down electrons at up to 87 kilowatts, potentially getting you from 10 to 80% in about 30 to 40 minutes. It used a CCS Type 2 port in Europe. Safety and driver assistance features. As the MG5 Standard Range wasn't sold in the US, it doesn't have official NHTSA safety ratings, and the provided data doesn't list a Euro NCAP score for this specific 2021 model. However, MGs in Europe usually came with a decent suite of safety kit. You'd likely find essentials such as autonomous emergency braking, lane keep assist, and possibly blind spot monitoring, though whether these were all standard on the Standard Range trim or part of optional packs would depend on the specific market configuration at the time. Warranty and maintenance coverage. While specific US warranty details are moot since it wasn't sold stateside, MG typically offered a compelling package in Europe for its vehicles, often around 7 years or 80,000 miles for the basic vehicle warranty. The crucial battery warranty would likely follow the industry standard of 8 years or 100,000 miles, covering against significant degradation. Powertrain coverage usually aligned with these. As an EV, routine maintenance would be minimal, no oil changes here. Reliability for these early MG EVs was generally considered fair for their price point in their respective markets.